So to understand this chart, you must go to the center circle. You must understand what is meditation as taught by the Buddha. So what is the meditation as taught by the Buddha? First, you must understand the definition. Meditation is to decondition one's heedless thinking. We are training the mind to be heedful. So first part, decondition the heedless thinking. The reason why I use this is because most people doesn't know why they are heedless, why they think a lot. And the reason being you don't have the spiritual faculty. And since most people don't have spiritual faculty, that's why meditation is to decondition one's heedless thinking first. We are training the mind to be heedful. And to do that, you can start off with the mind sweeping method combined with metta. But you have the spiritual faculty, you don't need. You straight away go into the four support, relax, maintain awareness, then you will be heedful. Initially, of course, you will be mindful, then stabilize it, ever mindful. Then use it to cultivate Noble Eightfold Path or to insight into the three universal characteristics of nature, to cultivate wisdom, awakening, to liberate the mind so that it is at peace with all life situations. So when you understand this definition, you will be very focused in your cultivation. You will not debate. Means when people teach you all the thought-based meditation, you know you debated already. Because you are not training the mind to be heedful, to be aware. You are not deconditioning your heedless thinking. You are not developing your spiritual faculty. So all this, you will understand. So after the definition, you move on to the next one. How to develop the five spiritual faculty with strong determination to overcome the five mental hindrance. So this one I already taught you, puja. Puja, when you chant, it gives you faith. Because when you participate in all this religious ceremony and service, even like our classes and our whatever, what they call spiritual activity, we develop faith. We cultivate the 10 meritorious action. We train our mind, we develop mindfulness and everything that is related to the essential Dhamma training. So once you understand who the Buddha is and how unique and special a being he is, your faith in him, the first spiritual faculty, will be unshakable. Because the Buddha is not only an enlightened being, he is fully enlightened, perfect in virtue and wisdom. To have such a being to be your teacher, your guide, you must count your blessing. So your faith in him will be unshakable, very strong. Then when you understand how beautiful his teaching is, it will drive you to cultivate. Because you see the importance of this teaching, this cultivation. Without this teaching, you will suffer. You will be heedless. You will entangle your life. You will become afflicted, miserable. So Saddha Virya can be developed easily. Then when you know this is important, the next training is to be mindful. All your puja activity lead to mindfulness. Your religious routine lead to mindfulness. So this way of training, formal meditation and informal meditation, will stabilize your sati. Once your sati is stabilized, you become ever mindful. Then that state of mind that is ever mindful will develop samadhi, the stability of it. Then with sati and samadhi, the third and fourth spiritual faculty, you can see things as they are and awaken or develop the panya or the wisdom. So the five spiritual faculty, the moment they are there, it will help you overcome the five mental hindrances. So you have to develop the five spiritual faculty with strong determination. You see the importance of this. Then the next thing to know is to come down here to understand what are the five spiritual faculties. So like I have gone through with you, Sadha, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya. The English equivalent is that faith in the Buddha and his teaching, spiritual zeal or tenacity or resolve. Then Sati is mindfulness or awareness. Then Samadhi is the collectedness and unwavering mind, or the Sati that is very stable. Then Panya is wisdom. Then you also need to know what are the five mental hindrances so that you can be mindful of them. When the mental hindrances are there, it means you know your spiritual faculty is not stable. So what are the five mental hindrances? They are sensual desire, ill will, sloth and torpor, restlessness of mind, and skeptical doubt. Means you don't have the faith, the confidence. You don't have the understanding. That's why you start to doubt. So once you have all this understood, meditation become very easy. So the technique to do it is like what we went through. Puja, mindfulness method, combined metta, anapanasati, four posture, daily mindfulness. Then use this heedful mind to cultivate the three turning of the four noble truth and the four foundation of mindfulness, exactly as per summary. Then the final result is this one. This one is the final result. This one. Always remember, meditation is about realizing the wisdom to be at peace via accepting the reality of the moment. All the other thing is a deviation. You meditate not to become famous, egoic, to develop psychic ability, special ability. No. Is to develop the pure understanding, wisdom, to liberate the mind, to be at peace with all things, anytime, any place, anywhere, under any circumstances. So this will cover the whole spectrum of meditation. Then you can move on to the last three at the bottom. So the way to do it is, after you have developed the training of the mind to be heedful, you silence your mind and maintain awareness throughout the day. Then this daily mindfulness with the silent mind in full awareness means you are, when you are heedful throughout the day, it has the ability to insight into phenomena, into the three universal characteristics of anicchang, dukkang and anatta, to realize the unreality of the five aggregates of form and mind. Means they are dependent, originating, condition arising, causal phenomena, no reality, not a permanent unchanging entity. That's why the universal characteristics of anicchang or impermanent. Then when you attach and cling and want things your way, which is not nature's way, you suffer when you cannot get what you want. Because all this happening in the universe, they follow nature's law. That's why it's dependent, originating, condition arising, cause of phenomena, all following nature's five pancha niyama, universal order of nature. Especially the three spiritual universal order, law of karma, karma niyama, law of mind, citta niyama, and law of dhamma or truth, dhamma niyama. Just finished that one. So after that, you have to move on to this side. So this side insight into the three universal characteristics, then you come to this side. This side is where you do your puja offering, your puja. So this is to develop the five spiritual faculty to overcome the five mental hindrance like I have taught you just now. Then you train yourself with the mind sweep method to decondition the heedless thinking through feeling and relaxation without thinking. Then you want to combine with metta, you can. Then when you do this, you will be able to actually train your mind to be initially just aware without thought. Because when the heedless thinking is no more there, it's just aware without thought. But the problem with most people who do this mind sweep method is after that, you don't do, the heedless thinking come back. Because not stabilize it. So to stabilize it means you move on to the next, the next box. You come on to here. So this one is how to develop heedfulness. You have to cultivate kaya anupassana via anapanasati to stabilize it. Then the daily mindfulness of four posture and daily mindfulness of all action and all movement in the present moment, followed by clear comprehension, sati sampajana. So this is how you do it, the complete training. So when you understand this chart, you will understand what meditation is. Okay?